Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Drop of the Hard Stuff by Lawrence Block, narrated by Tom Steckschulte and directed by Mark Avila.
Late One Night. "I've often wondered," Nick Ballou said, "how it would all have gone if I'd taken a different turn." We were at Grogan's open house, the Hell's Kitchen saloon he's owned and operated for years. The gentrification of the neighborhood has had its effect on Grogan's, although the bar hasn't changed much, inside or out. But the local hard cases have mostly died or moved on, and the crowd these days is a gentler and more refined bunch. There's Guinness on draft and a good selection of single malt scotches and other premium whiskies. But it's the joint's raffish reputation that draws them. They get to point out the bullet holes in the walls and tell stories about the notorious past of the bar's owner. Some of the stories are true. They were all gone now. The barman had closed up and the chairs were on top of the tables, so they'd be out of the way when the kid came in at daybreak to sweep up and mop the floor. The door was locked and all the lights out, but the leaded glass fixture over the table where we sat with our Waterford tumblers. There was whiskey in mix, club soda in mine. Our late nights have grown less frequent in recent years. We're older, and if we're not quite inclined to move to Florida and order the early bird special at the nearest family restaurant, neither are we much given to talking the night away and greeting the dawn wide-eyed. We're both too old for that. He drinks less these days. A year or so back, he got married to a much younger woman named Kristen Hollander. The union astonished almost everyone, but not my wife, Elaine, who swears she saw it coming, and it could hardly fail to change.